from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, a little breaking news here. We were just talking about the Cougs and the Beavs.
Beavs and the Cougs.
Beavs and the Cougs. Both of them. Any way you want. So, John Wilner of the San Jose Mercury News has this little nuggy for y'all out here.
I like nuggets.
Yeah, you do. Some call them boneless wings. You know?
I'm a spicy garlic nugget guy myself.
Hells yeah. But, Pac-12 Commissioner Teresa Gould is running point on discussions with multiple conferences, as Wilner calls it, both in the Power Five, Four, or Group of Five, about strategic partnerships that will take effect as early as the 2025 season, so next year. Remember, Oregon State and Washington State each have a two-year window that they need to either S or get off the pot in getting a conference together, in reigniting the Pac-12 and rebuilding the Pac-12, or joining another conference as full-fledged members. So basically what Wilner is indicating here is that the discussions with the Beavs and the Cougs are not to join a Power Four conference, but rather have a scheduling partnership, and a dirty word that we heard from George Kliavkov right when he became a commissioner, an alliance. Member of the alliance.
Yeah, that didn't last.
That actually worked out way worse than anybody would have imagined, because
very Games of Thronesian.
One of their alliance partners, the Big Ten, said, we're going to take USC and UCLA.
Yoink.
Less than a year after the alliance was announced.
And where this is coming from is, and you and I, good God, I mean, this horse is no longer existing. We've hammered it so many times. West Coast time slot.
Yeah.
That's where this is coming from, in that whether it's the Big 12, whether, again, Big 10, I don't see in this, but, or some version of the ACC, they need inventory on the West Coast.
Yep.
And that's what Oregon State and Washington State can provide. And as long as they can be that, that is going to be an option, because your other options out here, Fresno State, San Diego State, they just
UNLV.
It's not alluring.
No.
There is a significant downgrade in those Mountain West schools.
So buried in here is that the Big 12 is not interested in adding Oregon State or Washington State. That is something that has been kind of the pipe dream for the Beavs and the Cougs, is like, hey, maybe the Big 12. And when the Big 12 today announced their four corner schools members in Colorado, Utah, Arizona State, and they had the tweet saying, we're open for business, that gave a little bit more of those rumblings of, oh, maybe there's a chance. Big 12 is not interested.
No,
the ACC is the one, is the Power Four that would be interested in bringing on Oregon State and Washington State. But we are so early in this, they don't want to sit there and be like, hey, Clemson and Florida State are already out. We're going to start kicking the tires on the Beavs and the Cougs. That would be the last ditch effort for the ACC to say, we need a pot out west. We have a football program in Oregon State and Washington State that those two schools, we know they can be successful on the football field. We know that their Olympic sports can be successful. Hell, Washington State had a top 10 volleyball program just this past year. The Beavs Oregon baseball State program fits right in line with the ACC.
Well, I mean, if you're talking Olympians, Oregon State just sent Jade, who was a gymnastics gold medalist.
Yeah, Jade Carey. It kind of fits them. And then also you think of it from an infrastructure standpoint of what they have already on campus, right? Mm-hmm. One thing that the Pac-12 did do because they ran their own network is you had the ability to have studios on campus, and you are already a big time Power Five equipped university. Yes. A lot of these schools just aren't.
No, and really the only school in the Pac-12 that wasn't was UW.
Yeah.
And they had that was part of their moving to the Big Ten, is they had to go build that up.
They had
everybody else because sports media education is so big at the Pac-12 schools, whether it's at Oregon or USC or UCLA or Stanford. Stanford obviously has ties because it's the Bay, and Pac-12 media is already down there to begin with. And at Stanford, they have more money than God. But up and down the entire Pac-12, all of these places have high-end sports media, sports journalism schools.
Yeah.
And so they have all these infrastructures built up alongside the Pac-12 network. And that is actually something that is a reason why I was like, why is the Pac-12 network still going? This is why. Because they don't want to shutter everything and go sell off all the equipment, because that's actually a viable thing for them, because they have millions of dollars invested in this equipment, in personnel, in contracts, in filming spaces, in office spaces. Like, all of this stuff actually has tangible, like, value to the ACC or to anybody else who's looking at this, because the thing that matters most about all of this stuff is the media.
Yep.
And so if you have those abilities to tie those things in without needing an influx of it, the way that SMU is like, we'll foot our own bill.
Mm-hmm.
This is like Oregon State and Washington State's own way of saying, we'll foot our own bill in the media stuff. You guys don't need to give us $15 million to go build a studio and build spaces up and hire people and do contracting work and do all this. Like, we have all of that already. And like, you don't even need to change anything. You just tell us where to send the feed, and we're good.
I'll tell you one thing, though, that is dicey about this for the Beavs and the Cougs is that if the ACC does collapse, if the ACC sees reshuffling in the next 12 months, this is not an issue for the Beavs and the Cougs. If the ACC and their lawsuits with Florida State and Clemson go beyond that 2-year window, right, that the Beavs and the Cougs have to get their business in order, right, and join a new conference or rebuild the Pac-12, that's where this thing turns into a very slippery slope. The good news for Oregon State and Washington State is that it does seem that Florida State is very motivated for this thing to be resolved within the next year, because they want out. They don't really have anywhere to go, Big 12, but they want to get this thing done quickly, and that may benefit the Beavs and the Cougs in a potential ACC landing spot. Not ideal, but at least you're at the table.
Yeah.
At least you're sitting at the table.
The goose isn't cooked.
There's already two schools out west where essentially Cal, Stanford, Oregon State, Washington State would be the West Coast pod for the ACC. And they need it. They need it. They can't just have these two schools sitting out here by themselves.
No. And they can't survive by themselves.
No. But that is the latest from Wilner. It's looking more like they are in conversations with, and you take the group of five that's in there, it's the Mountain West. So the Mountain West, ACC, yeah. Big 12, scheduling alliance conversations happening.
And if you're Oregon State, Washington State, ACC's there, you're hoping that the Big 12 lowers its barriers. I don't think they will, but I think you're just hoping for that. Because of the potential that it is the best. Like when you're jumping off the Titanic, You can lay on the floating piece of wood, or you can get in the lifeboat.
Yeah.
You have a chance to be saved on both, but one's a little bit more likely.
Yeah.
I was told there wasn't room on that piece of wood.
Well, that's what they told Oregon State and Washington State, too. They gave them the old Jack treatment.
Oh, you talk about that movie?
Yeah.
Where the rich gal watched the poor dude just drown?
Yeah, that one.
Pushed him off the edge.
She was like, bye, broke boy.
Bye.
Deuces.
That sucked. For him, obviously. Yeah. She really sold it up. Like, right. She played it up. Like, she's this old lady. Mm-hmm. I still miss him.
It's been 84 years.
Did you?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.